Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Booking here, and what a show we have for you this week. We'll meet with Eric Barnett as he signed to wrestle for the University of Wisconsin Badgers. And we will meet with New London Boys Soccer as our team of the week, one of our last two fall sports teams. We'll get to our final one later this week. We have two episodes coming in this week, and it should be pretty fantastic. This is episode number 61. It's bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage in New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com, clintonvilletribunegazette.com, or wapakoneta.com. It's all the same exact website. You can also follow us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. It'll go straight to your phone. Generally, wherever, whenever you post this, it's been different the last few weeks, but we always post to social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specialists get paid on your satisfaction, not how much to sell the vehicle for. See the expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And we will start in Hortonville, where Eric Barnett, the number one ranked wrestler in the country for his weight class, he signed to wrestle for University of Wisconsin. He originally committed to North Carolina and decommitted, went to Wisconsin there. And he recently signed his national letter of intent. And after that, we got a chance to speak with Eric about his decision and everything else in his wrestling career in high school moving forward.
First question is, when did you think college wrestling would be a possibility for you?
Probably around 6th, 7th, 8th grade when I started going, traveling around the country and wrestling and watching a lot of the Big Ten stuff.
And what was that moment like for you, obviously, signing your national letter of intent to play for Wisconsin?
It was pretty cool. A lot of the youth kids were there, and it's something I hopefully can go to for them later in the upcoming years.
And obviously, you committed to North Carolina for initially. Why did you decide to just switch to Wisconsin?
New coaching staff that fits my style more, and then closer to home, real close with my family. And I didn't think it would matter that much. I'd be fine, but after a lot of thought and consideration, I want to be close to home.
Yeah. How many schools Guest Freak recruited you or kind of offered you scholarships?
Probably 10, around 10 colleges messaging me and stuff like that, maybe more.
Okay.
Obviously,
In October, you're ranked number two nationally. You went to the Who's Number One Challenge, beat the number one ranked wrestler at the time. How did it feel for you to win that match, and then what does it mean to you to be ranked number one in the country right now?
Yeah, it was really awesome to win that match after coming off not being able to wrestle for a couple weeks. Right now, I mean, I don't really think about it too much. I mean, it feels really good, but I still got work to do here in season and go make a junior world team later.
And how did the Hortonville Wrestling program kind of prepare you to get yourself ready for the next level?
I would say G's helped me a lot mentally and getting me prepared and thinking the right things throughout the time, and then being competitive with these guys and just having fun.
And what are you hoping to get out of your senior season here in high school?
Break records. Hopefully set my mark as one of the best high school wrestlers of all time from Wisconsin, and then make my name known nationally.
It's kind of the next question, I guess, but how do you hope to remember here in high school wrestling?
As the best wrestler in history.
What is your, I guess, what's your ultimate goal for wrestling? What do you like?
Olympic title. Yeah. World title, yeah.
And major, do you know what you want to do in high college yet?
I'm going to major in something in the business field.
Okay. Do you have any other kind of job things you want to get into?
No.
Not sure, yeah. Plenty of time to figure that out. Yeah. And this last question, people to thank that helps you out through your
Coach G, my parents, my brother, for always pushing me. Keegan Genrick, Dennis Hall is a big one coming up, wrestling with him.
We'll have a story about Eric Barnett signing with the Badgers at some point, next issue. And also check that out on newlondonpressstar.com once it goes up. But we'll close up shop this week with New London Boys Soccer as their team of the week. I met with them a few weeks ago, maybe even months ago, actually. But we're finally getting around to them. We have one more fall sports team left after this. We'll talk with them later this week. But here is New London Boys Soccer as our team of the week.
They're here with New London Boys Soccer as our team of the week. We ask five athletes five questions. We start with Zeke Tuchscher. Pet peeve, what's something that makes you upset?
Probably not getting a ball off for foot and not hustling back on defense.
Right. Can't have that. Favorite music, what do you like to listen to?
Rap.
Anything, what was your favorite artist?
Travis Scott.
Best soccer memory, any age, any time?
I'd have to say, U15, club team. I don't know, I think that's the, we won a tournament, first tournament with the club team, so that's probably my favorite memory.
Favorite teacher at New London High School is who?
Mr. Lubinsky.
Why is he your favorite?
He's like the most chill teacher in the school, so.
And then plans at high school, do you know what you want
to
do yet?
College. Not really sure what exactly I want to do, but.
Next up here with George Mitz. This first question comes in from Dylan Leahy on Instagram. All right, let's see if I can do this. How much porridge could a Georgie Porgy eat if a Georgie could eat porridge?
Probably at least 5 bowls.
Yeah. 5 bowls. All right, fantastic. This next one also comes in from Nicholas Ritchie on Instagram. He said, please ask what he looks for in a girl.
A great personality.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So what's something we should know about Coach Joe Messina? He's not going to listen to this, so you can say whatever you want.
I think he does his best to push us to our limits and keep us together as a team.
Favorite teacher at New London High School?
Mr. Keller.
Why is he your favorite?
Most understanding, and I think he's one of the only teachers that I actually really like teaching.
And the plans at high school, what do you want
to do? College, probably for something computer related.
Next up here with Joel Hamill, what did you learn at school today?
That your Chromebook will die if you don't plug it in the night before.
Gotcha. Now we know. Favorite food?
Anything meat related.
Yeah, good boy. What do you enjoy most of being the New London boys soccer team?
The physical aspect of being in a sport and a close group of guys.
Favorite teacher at New London High School?
Mr. Lawton.
Why is he your favorite?
Because he's the JV soccer coach.
Okay. Plans after high school, what do you want
to
do?
I'm in the National Guard, and I'm going to school to be a welder.
Next up here with David Piotr, if you could be any animal, what would you be?
Probably an orangutan.
Why is that?
Because they're one of the smartest animals.
Yeah. Makes sense. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie. Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, recommend it?
Highly.
Gotcha. I'll check it out. How cool is it to do that thing you do when you do the flip throw-in thing? Because to me, that looks pretty cool.
It astonishes a lot of people when I do it, and not a lot of people ever expect it unless I personally know them from that team.
Yeah. Favorite teacher at New London High School?
I'm going to have to go with Mr. Lubb.
Why is that?
He actually helped me pass chemistry.
All right. Plans after high school?
I'm planning to go to college and go for electrical engineering.
Let me finish off with Landon Guyette. Bucket list item, what's one thing you want to do before you die?
Probably meet Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So I can talk some crap.
Yeah. You think you're going to get that chance?
We'll see.
Yeah. Favorite TV show?
I'm going to have to go with Family Guy here.
Oh, yeah. Favorite character, Peter?
Yes.
Yeah. Funniest teammate on New London Boys Soccer is who?
I'm going to have to say myself.
Yeah? Tell me a joke. Make me laugh.
I only got some weird, dirty jokes.
Give me a weird, dirty joke, then.
Oh, my. I don't know if I should be saying this.
We can edit this out if it's that bad.
What's green and has red all over it?
I don't know what.
Frog in a blender.
Okay. Oh. Fantastic. We don't have a lot of frog listeners, so I think they'll be too offended. Favorite teacher at New London High School?
Todd Keller, the GOAT.
Why is he your favorite?
George said, he's the most reasonable guy, he's very chill, and he'll help you succeed as much as he can.
And what do you want to do after high school?
Go to college. Might go to be a pharmacist, not 100% yet, but yeah.
Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee, fresh out of the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet. You can check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And that will do it for us this week. We'll be back Friday night or Saturday morning. Whenever we get done recording that, we'll be going to a doubleheader of Hortonville basketball on Friday night. We'll also be at the New London Wrestling Meet on Thursday night. And next Monday, we'll be at the Clintonville boys basketball game. That should be pretty fantastic. But thank you guys for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic weekend. I am Eric Bookinger, and I'll talk to you later this week.